consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing our study in Deuteronomy chapter 10. There's something very important I want to ask you about today before we begin. So take this time to go find a Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. Don't know how things are going where you are, but here on the Seminole Reservations where this ministry is founded and where this ministry takes place, we really need your prayer. In the last 10 days, we have had 7 deaths due to COVID here on the reservations. Our numbers are going up. I don't understand what's going on. They were going way down, but now they're coming back up. So today, I'm asking you to pray for us. Pray for the Seminole Tribe of Florida, specifically for the Big Cypress community. We need your prayer. We need God's protection, and we're so anxious for all of this protocols, the masks and the distancing and all of these things to be over. But I'm specifically asking you if you would pray for us today. We want you to know this program is sponsored by Consider His Word Ministries, Incorporated, a nonprofit corporation here in South Florida. We'd like to hear from you. You can go to our website at bigcypress.us. There's a link where you can click on that says Contact Us. And if you'll write to us, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. These are absolutely free. All it costs you is whatever it takes to contact us. Now, I will not put you on some kind of a prayer list or in some kind of a emailing list. I'm not going to flood your mailbox with all kinds of mail. Just write to us. You'll get your little prayer journal, and that's all that you will hear from us. So write to us here at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. Now, you can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Just send us an address. Tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. We're looking forward to hearing from you. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, we have an interesting list. Now, in this chapter, Moses is telling the people about how he had gotten the Ten Commandments and because of their idolatry, had broken those stones. God gave him a second set. And now he's telling the people that although there is these Ten Commandments and although there is all of the law, there are some things that God requires of you. So I want to begin reading in Deuteronomy chapter 10 and beginning in verse 12. The Bible says, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." Now, we've been over the first 3 or 4 of these in this list. To fear the Lord, to walk in his ways, to love him. Today, we're going to be talking about serving the Lord. And in the scripture, the Lord added something to this phrase in serving the Lord, and we'll come back to that just a minute. But there was also an obedience in keeping the commandments. Now, when he said to serve the Lord, he added this to it, and I find this very interesting. He said that when we serve the Lord, he said, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. That means to be all in, to serve the Lord with whatever you have. The scripture says, whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. And to serve the Lord with a whole heart, not with just a half heart or not just kind of out of a sense of duty, but as a heartfelt service to God with all thy heart, he said, and with all thy mind, all thy soul. And so with everything we have, we are to serve the Lord. So what does it mean to serve the Lord? You know, many believe that when they hear the phrase serve the Lord, that somehow it has something to do with just going to church, and that's enough. Well, that's important. I'll give you that. But, you know, serving the Lord is something that goes on every day, not just on Sunday or maybe Wednesday night at prayer meeting. We ought to have a life of service, that in everything we do, it's to serve the Lord. And I believe it begins with this, that we do everything that we do for His glory. If we're doing it for His glory, then we are serving the Lord. The Bible says to give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. That's from Psalm 29:2. And when we live to glorify God, certainly we're going to serve Him. Now, this is much more than just being in church on Sunday or on Wednesday. It is serving the Lord every day. And listen, if you can get a hold of this idea, and if you can get a hold of this concept in your heart, like the Bible said, with all your heart and with all your soul, it will change your life. That whatever your job is, that is a way of serving the Lord and of glorifying Him. You know, most people, they have an attitude that they just go to work to make money. That's it. Go work, make money. But what about going to work to glorify God and to serve Him? Is your job serving the Lord? It can be. Is your job glorifying the Lord? Well, listen, do it to serve the Lord and do it to glorify the Lord and serve Him every day of your life. Be aware of His presence. Be aware of His power. Be aware of opportunities you have to witness for Him and to speak for Him. And whatever you do, whatever your job is, do it for the glory of God and serve Him every day. Now, some people, when they hear serve the Lord, they think of maybe full-time Christian service. Well, you know, I kind of struggle with that term because really everybody ought to be in full-time Christian service. Now, generally when you hear that phrase, it's referring to a pastor or maybe a song leader or maybe an evangelist or maybe a missionary or somebody like that. And all of those are important. But every Christian, every believer ought to be in full-time Christian service, serving the Lord every day in everything that we do. Remember, the New Testament says, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Notice, whether you eat or whether you drink or whatever you do. Very basic things, eating and drinking. Those things ought to be for the glory of God. I know that many times we eat, you realize eating, I'm going to say it this way. You realize eating is one of the most selfish things that we do. You know, when we sit down to eat, we want to eat as much as we can. We want good food. We want it to satisfy us. We want it to please us. But did you ever think about eating to glorify the Lord? I think it may change some of your eating habits if you would eat to glorify the Lord rather than glorifying yourself. And eating for Him, serving Him, it's kind of an interesting thought, isn't it, to serve the Lord by eating? You know, in a way, we do. And we ought to serve the Lord in everything we do. He said, with all your heart and with all your soul. So what does it mean then to serve the Lord? How do we serve the Lord? Well, I think it begins with this, that we obey His word. Remember, James said in James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Now, if we're going to be obedient to the word, we've got to got to know what the Word says. I think many Christians struggle with serving God because they don't know what God wants of them daily in being obedient to His Word. And the problem is many don't know His Word. Sadly, so many Christians have been in church most of their lives, yet could not teach a Bible lesson if their life depended on it. They've never grown in the Lord. And it's so important that as we grow in Him, that we learn the Word of God, that we study the Word of God, so that we can obey the Word of God. We've got to read it. You've got to have a plan. Read it every day. You don't have to read a whole book every day or even a whole chapter, but read something in the Word of God every day. There's so many helps out there to help you do that. And if we're going to serve the Lord, we've got to obey what God says and obey His Word. So read it. We've got to study it. And as we study the Word of God, you know, one of the things we ought to think about is, well, what does God want me to do here? What does God want me to change here? How is God speaking to me in this particular passage of Scripture? And so important that we be doers of the Word. But it's not only a matter of obeying the Word. I think it's also a matter of obeying His voice. Yes, I believe God speaks to us. Jesus said in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I believe God speaks to us in a couple of ways. I believe God speaks to us through His Word. We just talked about that. I believe He also speaks to us through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Now, God is never going to tell you to do something that's contrary to His Word. But I believe God will lay people on our heart. God will lay ministries on our heart. And God will speak to us through the Spirit of God. Now, here's the thing. When God is telling you to do something, do not fear to do it. Step out and be obedient to what God is telling you. Now, there's much more that we need to talk about in serving the Lord. And we're going to have to do this next week. And so there's going to be a part two to this particular part of the Bible study. So serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness, the Scripture says. We'll look at that more next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.